This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Quite surprised. Hey, hey, welcome to the Dinner Club. You're here with Mia and Anna, and today we've got some special guests.
Woohoo!
We've got Jack and we've got Ferg back at it again.
G'day.
Becoming a bit of a regular over there.
Yeah. Pretty much joined the team at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're just listening to My Old School by Steely Dan. This is Jack's suggestion. We've got quite a few suggestions from Jack in the lineup tonight. So
he's a wee bit of a musician, aren't you, Jack?
Yeah, so
mix his music.
Mixing up a bit. Oh, yeah, talking about music, we had Spotify Wrapped release today. What did you guys think?
I was pretty proud of mine, I'm not going to lie. Mine was pretty decent.
Yours was pretty decent, I'm not going to lie.
I think so.
Okay. John Mayer's top.
John Mayer.
That's pretty good.
Number
that
one.
Is pretty nice.
James Taylor, number two.
Ooh, okay.
Tower of Power. Billy Joel. I'm not proud of Billy Joel.
You're not proud of Billy Joel?
No, I've got to say.
What?
I don't think.
Not
I think
proud
Billy
of
Joel's the weakest link on that one for me.
Oh my gosh. Well, if Billy Joel's your weakest link, then you're doing well with Spotify.
Mine is quite funny. I think it's, I must say, I do listen to a bit of dance pop, but it's like the main genre I listen to when I work out. So I think my second or third artist was Pitbull.
Oh yeah.
Which, I mean, I can't say I wasn't expecting.
I don't even know who Pitbull is.
What?
Really?
I gotta say that.
Have you ever listened to, like, Timber?
No.
Think Hotel Room Service.
No.
I don't really listen to much modern music.
I don't really know many.
It's kind of modern, but, like, it's like
kind of my childhood, I'd say. Like, I definitely listened to Pitbull as a kid. I don't know how dodgy that is, but I was definitely listening to it at a young age.
That's a bit reminiscent. Yeah,
that's
like everyone listening to, like, Whistle by Flo Rida.
Oh, my goodness.
School.
The amount of songs that my parents must have had to listen to and just not tell me what they really meant while I was, like, screaming them out at 7 years old.
I used to love the song
Cake by the Ocean.
Me too. And I just always thought that it meant literally just Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
I mean, I listened to a lot of Flight of the Conchords in my very young years.
Yeah.
My parents' influence.
My parents would have been proud of that.
Yeah, so I listened to a lot of that, so I think that's kind of where my sense of humour and stuff came from.
Fair enough.
But a lot of it, I think, went over my head at the time, and now I listen to it, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I was really going for that when I was year zero, but...
Yeah. You know. There are so many things that would have just gone over my head, and, like, the true meanings of songs and everything, or even, like, what the lyrics and, like, each word
meant. Yeah.
And I was just screaming them out, but...
What was your top song, Fergus?
Well, I like to listen to ambience when I sleep. There's a game called Skyrim, and I'm a big fan of it, and I find the music in it very relaxing, so I would press the repeat button on the song, and so this weird little song called Secunda is my top song, and I've binge listened to it, and I just love it. It sort of mucks it all up. I'd be happy just to have a solid set of artists. I wouldn't even care if it was Billy Joel or anything. But it sort of ruins it when you've got
all these cool artists,
and then you've got, like, Jeremy Soul, composer, Secunda, Skyrim. At the very top, followed by Eminem. So.
Wow, that's quite a mix.
That's an interesting
lineup.
Yeah. Eminem and, like, an
Godzilla.
Godzilla's up there. Yeah.
Wow.
Till I Claps is my second.
Was that in
song? It goes Secunda, Till I Claps.
Was that in the Godzilla vs Kong phase at the start of the year?
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
was that the start of the year?
Oh, it's just work.
Yeah. Whoa,
I liked Eminem for workout music. So
yeah,
that's fair.
They all end up getting up to the top.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Oh, yeah. I can't say I'm proud of mine. To be honest, I'm proud of everything minus my top artist. And it's not that I'm ashamed of it. It's just that I'm like, it's definitely me from like 6 months ago. Top artist of this year was Olivia Rodrigo, and like two of her songs were in my top five, like, listen to songs as well. I was like, what breakup was I going through like 6 months ago? I was fully just single, loving life and screaming these like breakup songs. But anyway, love it. A little bit ashamed, but everything else was beautiful. Okay.
Music, yeah. Well, there's no reason to be ashamed because music is subjective. I'm not. I'm not saying that Olivia Rodrigo is my favorite artist, but I think there's like something to enjoy about most music. You know.
Yeah, I am proud.
Can't say I actually know who Olivia Rodrigo is.
Oh my goodness!
Is it a crime against
that is a crime. Music? That's an absolute crime.
You could say that our Spotify rap is symbolic of our change over the last year.
It really is. And you know what? I'm really proud that my top listened to song and my second top listened to artist was Lizzie McAlpine. Because you know, I just love her. Love her songs. Beautiful.
I don't know who that is, but
oh, she's not like it. She's definitely come to be way more popular this year.
Right.
I think I discovered her a few years ago when she had like 50,000 followers kind of thing and was very, like, not many people really knew who she was, and now she's definitely a whole lot more popular. But yeah, she's still not like a mainstream artist, I would say.
Underground artist.
Yeah,
Where's she from?
I think she's from America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Her songs are very nice.
Yeah, should we play some music then?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yep.
So we got some of Jack's suggestions coming up.
But she cools me without words, and she comes so sweet and softly, my hummingbird. Man, have you heard that I thought my life had ended? It's just begun. 'Cause she gets me where I live, and I'll give all I have to give. Talking about my hummingbird. Oh, she's little and she loves me too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning sleeping, oh, she's little and she loves me too. My lucky day, hummingbird, don't fly away. Don't fly away.
Fresh FM Radio, by, for, and about the top of the South.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means it's me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy. Time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistake. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl, even though my heart aches. Your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. I'm gonna step aside and lend a helping hand in, 'cause I can never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I could love you so. Makes it so very hard to know.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
To me, I see it in your eyes.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Dinner Club. You're here on Fresh FM with Mia and Anna, and we have special guests in today, Jack and Ferg.
Hey, hey.
Woohoo.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, and in the spirit of having special guests, well, I say it's a, like, thing we do every time, but we often forget.
We sometimes forget, yeah.
So we usually make the guests bring a joke. So, Jack, would you like to share a joke with us?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
God, I can't say this one's going to get a laugh, but here we go.
No.
Okay. A brown bear walks into a bar, and he goes and sits down at the bar table, and he says to the bartender, "Good day, mate. I'd like to get a Coke." And then the bartender says, "Yeah, sure, fine. Well, but why the long pause?" And he's like, "I can't help it. I was just born this way." There we go.
Long pause, right.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was going to be a joke about the bear getting a beer at the bar.
Oh, no.
And that's where my mind was, and that's what I was thinking about.
That would have been funnier.
I know, I was like, this could be really funny, and then...
Yeah.
Oh,
it fell a bit flat.
It fell a little bit flat. But you know what? We appreciate the effort.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's like the horse one. Have you heard the horse one?
No, I haven't heard
the horse. It's the horse walks into the bar and goes up to the bar and orders something. And then the bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Ferg, do you have any jokes on this spot?
What
joked out? Or a fly with no wings?
A fly with no wings?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, joke got guessed.
Parents will be proud of that one.
What? Yours?
No, yours.
Oh, yeah, it's actually one of Steve's.
Oh, no.
Steve joke.
It was kind of bad. I went to the Founders Book Fair when I was quite small, and I got this, like, old... It was really old and kind of... Well, I still have it, and, like, kind of ripped up and taped back together, and it was this book of elephant jokes. Oh, and I just kind of got it and then left, and every single road trip we went on, I put this bloody elephant joke book with me, and I'd read every single joke in the book, and they were so bad.
Did your parents laugh?
They just found it really horrible.
Oh.
After like 4 times that they'd heard all of the jokes in the book.
Can we hear an elephant joke?
Let me just show a link.
No pressure.
This was my favourite one, but it's so bad. Two jokes. So, what's the difference between a plum and an elephant?
What?
There's a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, quite a bit.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
The
size?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. It's their colour.
Okay. Wow.
And then...
What?
That was
so bad.
Is that even a joke?
Am I thinking too hard, or was that it?
No, that's not
it. I feel like that's it.
And then it's not it. What did Jane say when she saw the elephants walking towards her? Like, Jane...
That's not a plum.
Here come the plums. She was colorblind. Like, all of the jokes literally fell
that's
as flat
really
as that.
What the hell?
And
it's sort of...
It's pretty rough.
It's only funny
because it's really bad.
Yeah. But
purely because it's horrible.
I think that one makes a bit more sense, and it actually has like a good
punch. That one's a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
I got it from Google, by the way. I didn't think of that. Yeah, I know.
Oh no,
that's okay. We'll forgive you.
I was kind of paranoid that someone else would have already said the joke, and as I was saying it, you'd be like, nah, the viewers already know.
No, I don't think I've heard that one.
No, yeah, no, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, respect the hustle though.
Absolutely.
Oh man. So now that we're on exam leave at the moment, kind of just trying to juggle some sort of study and a bit of relaxation, but what have you guys been finding is the kind of best way of kind of getting a bit of both?
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I was gonna say I've been 100% relaxation. I'm not one to talk.
I don't know, you do a little bit of study, you have a break, you do something else. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually been studying that much, I've got to say. I have not been studying very much.
Jedi
the reason for that is, partly because I've just been playing a video game a lot that Fergus recommended to me, which is really epic, especially the ending. The ending got me, like, on the edge of my seat. I loved it. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the
my What's studying? The other thing?
Oh, the other reason is, so this is kind of sweaty, but I've already done a lot of the study that I need to do. I feel like leading up to exams, rather than burning yourself out doing loads of hours of study, you should be sort of tapering off.
Yeah,
doing a bit less.
Yeah.
Having, like, high intensity, but, like, lower the frequency.
That's always my aim, and then it gets to the end of the year, and I'm like, oh, I haven't done any exam study. I have no idea what my exam's on.
Yeah.
And well, then I have to cram it all the
time. Then you've got to cram, and that's
yeah, I always, yeah. I always tell myself, learn from last year and start slow.
Mm.
I guess you're tapering off, but I would start slow and then build up. And I guess taper down again when you get to here.
Yeah.
But I always end up just leaving it and saying, I'm going to focus on what's going on now.
Just doing like small amounts of regular work a day is so much nicer than cramming at the end.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you just have like way less stress and you don't even have that feeling of procrastination and then the pain of doing like a whole term of work in a couple of weeks. It's just quite...
Procrastinating is just a part of me. I think I've accepted that I'm never going to get past the point where I'm going to be able to do that.
Do you know how to beat procrastination? Yeah. I know exactly how to beat procrastination. There's four things that lead to procrastination.
Okay.
There's four factors. There's the urgency of what your task is.
Uh-huh.
There's the importance of it to you.
Yeah.
There's your fear of completing or not completing it.
Yeah.
And then there's also your uncertainty.
Right.
So if you're uncertain as to what you need to do, you're going to procrastinate.
I don't even know what I need to do. Yeah.
So you need to work out what you need to do.
Yeah.
Most people don't really think
when you do know what you're doing, you can easily.
It's a lot easier,
And break it down into
Breaking it down.
I think my thing definitely is my like urgency only kicks in.
Yeah.
I would say like a day before.
Yeah, that's why
like
that's,
due or the exam.
That's what
yeah, you get stressed because you're like you've been procrastinating.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like tomorrow. And it's
but then
urgent.
I go into overdrive and I can hyper focus and I just get it done and somehow I do it and I get it done and I'm like sweet. I only spent a day studying and still did well.
Have you seen the TED talk on procrastination? The procrastination monkey.
It's really funny.
Oh, maybe.
And it's this guy who he calls himself like a master procrastinator.
Oh, I feel like I might have heard it. Yeah.
That's really accurate too, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, I wish.
If you can find a way to make it like the task important to you, like why should I do this?
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's a few reasons. Maybe I should do this.
The motivation because of your reasons or your motives, are far more important though. Like for me, for my degrees, I just need 3 UE subjects. Whereas,
I really need this. Yeah, I need 3 sciences, calculus.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
It's true.
Mm. So,
I suppose I don't have the urgency of my degree, but there's definitely still like academic factors that I have to uphold. Otherwise, I'll lose like scholarships and everything.
It's like all in perspective of what you want to achieve.
Yeah,
like, it depends how much you want to sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah.
To get what you want.
Definitely.
Well, you've got a good balance. You're always at
you have a very good
parties
balance.
And stuff, yet you're studying hard.
And it's important not to go the complete opposite and study way too much,
because
then you just burn yourself out and you have no social
especially
life
for your mental health too.
Yeah,
it's often not, it can be a catalyst for a lot of bad things.
1000%. It's hard finding a balance though.
I saw Izzy at the river yesterday, and she said she did a mind map for physics or something.
Oh,
so I did
that for
media, which I have tomorrow. And
spider diagram, that's what I call them.
Yeah, I think it worked. It's worked pretty well.
Study, for me. Study.
I didn't come up with that, but yeah.
Right.
All credit goes to Izzy on that one.
If Izzy's listening.
This is the first person to make a mind map ever.
Izzy was about to be on tonight, but if she's listening, thanks, Izzy.
Is she listening?
I don't know.
I don't think she's listening.
She might be doing the hard yard studying.
She is.
Unless she is calculus right now, I think. She was like a calculus tutorial.
Oh, I was going to say.
Scholarship calculus,
I was going to say she's doing a calculus exam now.
Well, they go to like 5 p.m.
That's true,
not now then, but the morning exams seem fine, and then the afternoon exams, like you come out and it feels
like
3.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
it's so
like getting
weird.
Out of the cinema and you go and you get out and it's like dark and your concept of time and everything,
it's
you're like
so
dizzy.
Tricky.
When you were younger, did you used to get out of the cinema and just feel so just dizzy out of it, like you'd just woken up?
Yeah.
I don't get that as much anymore. But
like, I feel like the other thing is, You think like 3 hours is such a long time.
Yeah.
But then you sit down and 3 hours is like,
it
not
just
that,
goes.
Not that, yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Speeds by.
Especially biology yesterday. I was writing like furiously the entire time.
Oh my gosh, so bio, you have to grind it out to get all three.
Yeah, and I was, and we were only doing two papers, right? Out of three.
Wow. I can't imagine.
And you still 3 hours for two papers.
No.
And my hand hurt at the end.
I didn't even get a chance to read over my answers at the end.
My exams definitely, I leave, maybe it's a bad thing, but I definitely leave with an hour spare most times.
Wow.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
See, I think what I do is I get in there, I'm like, oh, I've got 3 hours, I've got heaps of time. I end up staring at the wall for like an hour, and then I'm like, oh crap, it's been an hour and I've done nothing.
Yeah.
And then I kind of kick into overdrive and grind it right to the end.
Sometimes I can plan for like 40 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I
literally did that for history.
Yeah,
and
history
was like, I don't have enough time to finish my paper.
Just so I have all, I remember like, everything while it's still fresh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what
I
find really annoying? I don't know why. When people are outside the exam room and they're like testing each other on stuff.
Oh, I hate testing. See, I'll have my sheet and I'll be reading it myself.
Yeah, you know,
but talking to someone else,
no. And if you get something wrong, or if they say you've got something wrong, then you second guess yourself and you're like, oh my god, I'm going to do something.
In the past, like year 11, I'd be doing that. And then I realised I'd be stressing, and then I sit down, and it's all there.
Yeah,
it was unnecessary.
Exactly.
I find
it
even like an hour before, just like relax, take your mind off it.
Yeah,
occasionally, like, but just before the exam, like I'll be like, oh crap, what's that? And then I'll have a quick look, but like. It really irritates me when people are like out there quizzing each other, and at the end when everyone's like, did you get this on the exam? And I'm like,
oh my gosh, I completely forget.
You can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Exactly. And I can't remember anything as soon as I walk out that door.
People literally walk out and they know exactly what answer they got.
Hated me and Rico at the right end. Because we're going on and on about our history.
Exam. Oh no, like when it's a different exam, it's fine. But like when it's something that I've done, then I stress about
history.
It. Like, think
right.
About it.
But for like maths, when people walk out and they're like, oh, so for question 2C, did you get 153? I'm like, I don't even remember what like the whole topic of the exam was. Like, let alone what I got for one specific answer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I'm exactly on board.
Yeah, I get out and forget everything.
Thinking about it until you get your grades in January.
Exactly,
it's so long away. Like, you just want to not even care. Who cares?
Yeah, I definitely, all the teachers are always like, you're going to have a great summer worrying about your exam results if you don't think about this. And I was like, no, I'm going to enjoy my summer.
Exactly.
I don't care.
As soon as I'm out of the exam room, I've forgotten about it.
As long as you feel like you've done as well as you could have done.
Yeah, definitely. There are a few mocks I walked out, and as soon as I walked out, I was like, I could have passed that, and I just didn't have the willpower to keep writing.
Yeah, actually, I felt that with these exams this year.
Right.
Normally, I'm like, I get in there, and if I know what I have to do, then I'll be sweet.
Mm.
But this year, I walked into some exams and was like, I know exactly how to answer this question, but I really can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And like, I did it, but it took so much in me to actually write it down. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Freaky. All right. Should we play some more music?
Yeah. It's still going on with Jack's suggestions. This is Can't Stand the Weather.
We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Grand Marlowe by Sola Rosa. Yeah, so we're coming up to six. Thought we'd come on and sign off.
Yeah, say cheeky goodbye.
Yeah. So thanks to you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks
again, Ferg.
Thank you, guys.
It's all right, my pleasure.
Can you see how many people are, or is it not visible?
Yeah.
Because it's just radio. It's not like internet radio.
Radio.
It can be streamed from the website, freshfm.net, I think.
Or you can listen to our podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a podcast online, like a week after the episode airs.
Record these and put them on?
Yeah, they get put on
and,
a podcast.
It also streams at like maybe 3 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's quite a weird
something
time,
crazy like that. Yeah,
replay of it.
Yeah, if you're awake at that time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. We're actually not many really sure how many people listen, so not if you're out there listening, hey.
Yeah, I don't really feel like we have much else to add.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and have a great week.
See you later.
Bye, everyone.
thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.